Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today, headed all the way to Kenya.
Oh, Kenya. Always a fascinating place.
It really is. And we're focusing on Mamanjina University College, MNUC.
MNUC. Yeah. I've heard some buzz about them.
They're doing some pretty amazing things, especially when it comes to technology.
Oh, interesting. So what's the story there?
Well, they're actually a fairly young institution, only became independent back in 2021.
Wow. So they're really just starting out.
Exactly. And they've got this incredibly ambitious digital transformation plan. We've got excerpts from their 2023 to 2027 ICT strategic plan.
Oh, wow. So we're getting right into the source material. I like it.
We are. Plus, we've got some messages from their leadership team. Really gives you a sense of their vision.
It's always fascinating to see how different institutions approach this digital shift, especially a younger one like MNUC starting fresh.
It's like they have a clean slate to work with, no legacy systems holding them back.
It's a real opportunity to build something truly cutting edge. So what are they focusing on? Just upgrading computers, or is it bigger than that?
Oh, it's way bigger. We're talking full-on cloud computing, AI-powered learning, robust cybersecurity, the whole nine yards.
Whoa, hold on. They're going all in on this. They're not messing around.
Not at all. It's clear they see this as a complete overhaul of the entire university experience.
That's some serious ambition. You know, this reminds me of something I was reading about their vision statement. It really emphasizes transformation.
Oh, absolutely. They want to be a premier university that nurtures competent and value-based leaders.
Exactly. And they're not just focused on churning out graduates. It's about preparing them to make a real impact.
Yeah, their mission statement backs that up. They're all about transformative teaching, research, and community engagement for effective service.
Effective service. I like that. It's not just about academics in a vacuum. It's about applying that knowledge to make a difference in the world.
Couldn't agree more. And you can't talk about MNUC's digital push without considering the context of Kenya itself. They've been making huge strides in building a nationwide digital superhighway.
Right, I've heard about that. Fiber optic cables, widespread Wi-Fi access. It's quite impressive.
It really is. And MNUC's plan fits right into that national push towards a digital economy.
They're not just riding the wave, they're actively contributing to it.
Yeah.
Remember that project we read about, bringing high-speed internet to that local primary
Oh,
school?
yeah. That was fantastic. Partnering with the ICT Authority to extend that access beyond just their own campus.
That's walking the walk, not just talking the talk. It's about digital inclusion, not just for their students, but for the whole community.
So they've got the vision, they're in sync with the national agenda, but how do they actually plan to make this digital transformation happen? It's a huge undertaking.
They break it down into two core pillars. First, they're focusing on the digitalization of their business processes.
Okay, so streamlining things internally, making the university run more efficiently.
Exactly. And then the second pillar is all about building a rock-solid ICT infrastructure.
The foundation for everything else, right? Got to have the right tech in place.
Absolutely. It's about creating a system that's not only cutting edge, but also secure and reliable.
So pillar one, efficiency, pillar two, the tech backbone. Sounds like a solid plan.
It does. And when you dive into the details, it's clear they've put a lot of thought into this.
I'm dying to hear about those details. What kind of specific projects are they outlining in this plan?
Well, for starters, they're talking about building a data center, migrating to the cloud.
Now, those are some serious tech upgrades.
It's a clear sign they're committed to modernizing their entire approach to technology.
And what about the impact on how students learn? Any exciting developments there?
They're planning additional computer labs, a dedicated e-learning platform, even incorporating things like virtual and augmented reality.
Hold on, VR and AR in the classroom, that's next level.
It's about reshaping how students interact with information, making it more engaging, more immersive.
I'm all for it, but all this digital innovation, it has to come with a strong focus on security, right?
100%. And they've addressed that head on. Cybersecurity, data protection, disaster recovery, it's all in there.
That's reassuring to hear. They're not just focused on the shiny new tech, they're thinking about the responsible side of things as well.
It's about building trust, creating a digital environment that's both innovative and secure.
It all sounds incredibly impressive, but let's be realistic. This kind of transformation can't be cheap. What kind of investment are we talking about here?
They've laid out a 5-year budget of 89.14 million Kenyan shillings.
Okay, so this is a major commitment. They're putting their money where their mouth is.
It's a clear signal that they're serious about making this happen. No half measures.
They're not just throwing around buzzwords. They're backing it up with real resources.
And they haven't just thrown out a big number. They've attached specific outcomes to that investment. they're aiming for some pretty impressive results by 2027.
Like what kind of targets are they setting for themselves?
Well, they're shooting for 99.99% network availability, meaning virtually no downtime. That's huge for a digitally driven institution.
Yeah, that's essential. Students and faculty need to be able to rely on that access.
Exactly. And then on the security front, they're aiming for near zero critical cybersecurity incidents.
Security has to be paramount in this environment. Any breaches could be disastrous.
Absolutely. And finally, they're not just focused on the tech itself. They're also looking at the impact on the student experience. They want to see 80% student satisfaction with digital learning experiences.
Okay, so it's not just about the infrastructure. It's about how that infrastructure translates into a better learning environment.
That's a crucial point. They're not just building systems for the sake of building systems. They're focused on the ultimate goal, improving education.
It's great that they're keeping that human element front and center. You know, the plan also emphasizes staff training.
Oh, yeah, that's essential. You can have the fanciest tech in the world, but if people don't know how to use it.
Exactly. It's a waste. So they're making sure everyone's up to speed, can really take advantage of these new systems.
Smart move. Long-term sustainability depends on it. Throwing money at tech without investing in the people using it, that's a recipe for disaster.
Totally agree. I also noticed they highlight their core values quite a bit. Innovation and service excellence.
Makes sense. You know, it really comes across that they see technology as a tool to better serve their community.
Yeah, not just some shiny new toy to play with. They're focused on how it can make a real difference.
It's not about being trendy. It's about making a positive impact. You know, that commitment to service excellence, it's really inspiring.
It is. But let's be real. Rolling out a plan this ambitious, there are bound to be challenges along the way.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? They actually acknowledge that in the plan itself.
Oh, really? They're upfront about the potential hurdles.
They are. One thing they mention is their current organizational structure.
Interesting. What do they say about it?
They admit it might not be the best fit for managing this kind of large-scale digital transformation.
Ah, so they're aware of the need to adapt internally as well, not just focus on the external changes.
Exactly. And they've already started outlining steps to address it, like developing clearer roles and responsibilities within the ICT department.
So they're being proactive, anticipating potential roadblocks instead of just reacting to them later on.
Smart approach. And they also talk about the need for continuous capacity building, recognizing that technology doesn't stand still.
Of course, it's constantly evolving. What are they doing to keep up?
They're committed to ongoing staff training, making sure everyone has the skills to stay ahead of the curve.
That's key in such a fast-paced field. You snooze, you lose, right?
Right. And they're specific about the areas where they need to boost their expertise, like cloud computing, cybersecurity, data analytics.
Those are hot skills for sure. Any plans for external partnerships?
Actually, yeah. They're considering teaming up with other institutions and industry leaders to get access to specialized knowledge and training programs.
So it's not just about building their own capacity in-house, but also tapping into those external resources.
Exactly. It's a strategic approach.
Yeah.
You know, beyond the technical skills, something they emphasize is the importance of soft skills.
Oh, like communication, collaboration, problem solving.
All of that. They recognize that a successful digital transformation, it takes a team that can work together effectively.
Makes sense. You need people who can adapt to change, communicate clearly, solve problems creatively.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about their vision, their approach, the challenges. But what about the impact? How will this actually benefit students and faculty?
Yeah, that's the big question. What's the end goal here?
Well, for students, they're developing this e-learning platform. Gives them access to a wider range of learning resources.
So more flexible, more accessible.
Exactly. Imagine interactive lectures, online assessments, collaborative projects, all available anytime, anywhere.
It's about making education more engaging, more relevant to how students live today.
Right. And for faculty, one key element is this research data repository they're building.
What's that?
It's a centralized platform where they can store, share, and analyze research data more effectively.
Ah, so it's streamlining the research process, making collaboration easier.
And it frees up faculty time by simplifying administrative tasks, gives them more time to focus on teaching and research.
Makes sense. You know, we've been mainly focused on the impact within MNUC itself, but we can't forget that initiative to bring high-speed internet to those local schools.
Oh, absolutely. That's huge. Extending those benefits beyond their campus walls.
It's a powerful example of how this digital transformation can really uplift the wider community.
It's about bridging the digital divide, empowering people through access to information and technology.
MNUC's plan isn't just about their own institution, it's about contributing to a more connected, more equitable society.
Exactly. It's a vision for a future where technology empowers individuals, strengthens communities, and drives progress.
It's clear their ICT strategic plan is more than just a technical blueprint. It's a vision for a better future.
And what's really inspiring, they see themselves as active shapers of that future.
It's really impressive. They're embracing the digital world, but with a sense of purpose, and they're not stopping there.
Oh, what else is on the horizon?
They're actually exploring the use of artificial intelligence in education.
Wow, AI in education, that's a whole other frontier. I'm really curious to see how MNUC approaches that.
Me too. It's still early stages, but the plan mentions exploring AI-powered learning platforms.
AI-powered learning. So what does that look like in practice?
Well, imagine a platform that can personalize the learning experience for each individual student.
Personalized learning, huh? A hot topic these days.
It really is. Think about it. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, each student gets a learning journey tailored to their specific needs and pace.
That's amazing. So the platform would adapt to each student's strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly. It could recommend personalized learning materials, even provide real-time feedback, almost like having a virtual tutor available 24/7.
Wow, that's incredible. Talk about maximizing learning potential. And, you know, I bet AI could help streamline administrative tasks for faculty, too.
Oh, definitely. Things like grading assignments, providing student support, AI could take on some of that load.
Freeing up more time for faculty to focus on those valuable face-to-face interactions with students.
Exactly. It's not about replacing human connection. It's about enhancing it with technology.
Makes sense. AI has the potential to revolutionize education, but like any powerful tool, we need to use it responsibly.
Absolutely. And MNUC is aware of that. They're not just focused on the exciting possibilities. They're also thinking about the potential risks.
Like what? What kind of things are they considering?
Well, one major concern is data privacy. AI systems, they rely on vast amounts of data to function effectively.
Right. That makes sense. So how are they planning to address that?
They're committed to ensuring all student data is handled with the utmost care. Transparency and security are key.
It's great that they're not just jumping on the AI bandwagon blindly. They're approaching it thoughtfully, considering the ethical implications.
MNUC's journey is a great example of how digital transformation is about so much more than just upgrading technology. It's about a shift in mindset, a commitment to innovation.
It's about a vision for a better future. And they're not waiting for that future to happen. They're actively shaping it.
And you know, what's really inspiring to me is that they're a relatively young institution, but they're already making waves.
It's a reminder that you don't have to be a big established player to make a big impact. Their story is full of valuable insights for any institution, no matter their size or experience.
It's a testament to the power of vision, planning, and a genuine commitment to serving your community.
Absolutely. And for our listeners who want to explore this further, I highly recommend checking out MNUC's website.
Yes, go take a look at their full ICT strategic plan. It's a roadmap for the future of education, not just in Kenya, but potentially globally.
It's a fascinating read. And with that, we've come to the end of our deep dive. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling energized by MNUC's ambition.
Me too. It's really exciting to see an institution embrace the digital world with such purpose and commitment.
It's a great reminder that technology is a tool, and it's up to us to use it to create positive change. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those thought-provoking questions.
The digital world is full of possibilities.